Well, I can't say I'm not disappointed with the results of the election, but I am very satisfied and pleased with having run this race and done this campaign. You know, I just gave Senator-elect Thune a call, congratulated him on his victory, and I reminded him that I am now one of his constituents. And as one of his constituents, I hope that he will work to bring our country together. I mean, we're so divided. There's so much hate. And you know, Senator Thune, as a leader in the Senate now and a third-term senator, he's going to have quite a lot of power there, and he can step up and bring the Republican Party back. And the Republican Party needs that, desperately needs that. You know, we as Democrats here in South Dakota, we certainly are a minority, but our party is a principled party. I mean, I'm very proud to be a Democrat. The Republicans have some problems right now. I mean, if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, and right now it looks like there's a possibility he could, and that is that will be a terrible thing. What I hope to see happen tonight, and what I firmly believe will happen, is that we will elect the first woman president of the United States. And I'll be very proud to be part of that. But you know, coming back to South Dakota, we as Democrats, we have a lot of work to do. You know, and it takes a lot of hard work. And you know, it takes little small steps. But at least, you know, Senator Thune was challenged in this election. I'm sure he felt a challenge. I mean, he didn't have to do much to battle against me, because let's face it, I came from zero name recognition to probably 50% name recognition over the last 8 months, which I think was pretty good. I mean, I'm pleased with that. But it's hard for us as Democrats to, you know, without any name recognition, to run against a guy who has virtually 100% name recognition. And I think our ideas, though, are stronger. Like, I've had people talk to me about the debates and say, well, what did you think about the debates? And I thought, well, it was easy for me to win the debates because Senator Thune was wrong on all the issues. I mean, he's wrong on social issues. I mean, we need Medicare. We need Medicaid. We need Social Security. We need the Affordable Care Act. We need those things, you know. And if we have those things as a fiscally conservative country, we need to pay for them. So, yes, we need to pay taxes as well. So, I mean, I think those issues are strong issues. And, you know, the most important issue that I think has been largely ignored by the Republican Party in general is the climate. And it's really, really important to us that we take steps to protect our climate. You know, our atmosphere is warming at an alarming rate, and we have to do things and do things quickly to change that. And I hope, you know, Senator Thune does not deny climate change. He just isn't sure that man is causing it. But I think he must know in his heart of hearts that man is causing it. And I hope he'll step up and do the things that are required. That is, to build some infrastructure, to do some things so that we can get some of the money that's pooled in the top of our economy down to the middle class. And with the election of Hillary Clinton, and I still firmly believe she's going to be elected tonight, she needs support in doing that. And I hope that Senator Thune will step up and do that. And finally, I want to thank all the people who worked really hard with me in this campaign, and especially my wife, Carol, who's here somewhere. She acted as my treasurer, and she's traveled with me all around the state. She's been a great support, and it would have been impossible for me to do that without her. And so thank you, Carol, and thank all of you for your support. I really appreciate it. And you know what? We're not done yet. Nope. We're just getting started. So let's keep at it, Democrats. And thanks for your support.